Welcome to the FishExplorer.com's Fly Fishing Podcast. This is a show where we talk about everything from how to fish, where to fish, what to fish for, and whatever else we want to talk about. We will talk to the legends of fishing, guides, fishermen, and anybody else who wants to talk fishing. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
And good morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are out there in the Fish Explorer world. This is Tim Fishman Emery with your Fly Fishing Fish Explorer podcast. If you are just finding us over the World Wide Web, you can check out Fish Explorer at www.fishexplorer.com. We are the most comprehensive website for fishing information in Colorado and soon to be outside of Colorado. But right now, if you need to find out anything about lakes, where to take your boat, where to catch muskie, trout, wiper, anything in Colorado fishing, you can check it out there. So www.fishexplorer.com. My week's special guest is a gentleman who I've got to fish against, fish with, watch from afar and learn things from. And in fact, we actually kind of worked together in the past, but he is the reigning Carp Slam champion and a manager at Front Range Anglers in Boulder, Colorado, Mr. Rob Kalanda. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Thanks. I'll try to live up to that introduction.
I also forgot that you are a current member of Team Fly Fishing Team USA as well.
Yes, sir.
So how are things going up there at Front Range Anglers? And tell us a little bit more what's going on fishing-wise in your area right now, kind of this first week of July here in a nice, wet summer.
Yeah. We've had kind of a drawn-out runoff, if you will. We thought we saw the front end of it, and we got that rain for a couple weeks, and water levels were high and kind of dirty, and we didn't know if we were through it or not, but lo and behold, we got this hot weather, and we figured out that pretty quickly that we hadn't even seen runoff yet. So the good news is we're on the back end of it, basically across the state. There are some waters that are getting clear enough to fish now. They still have some volume, but, you know, within a week or so here, we're going to have a pretty broad palette of really good fishing around us.
Now, you guys are out of Boulder, so what's kind of your home rivers fly fishing-wise that you guys like to go to quick and closer to kind of that North Front Range area?
Well, we really have a nice collection of smaller freestone rivers, a couple of which flow directly into Boulder just outside of, and within about a half an hour, we've got access to a few more, but Middle Boulder Creek and South Boulder Creek are the two immediate bodies of water that are just loaded with fish. Middle Boulder Creek in particular is quite a gem. That one is, as I mentioned, is, you know, being a freestone, it's still high. It was over 500 last week. It's down to just around 300 now. And within a day or two, you know, it starts getting below 200. Fishing starts getting pretty good. There's South Boulder Creek is kind of a similar deal. I think it's around 250 today. So it's a little on the high side, and that does fluctuate a little bit. That is a tailwater, but you know, still just a little more volume than what we're comfortable calling good fishing for sure. And we're looking at about another week or so before those really start turning on.
And those are two kind of really underrated rivers and bodies of water that nobody really knows about or talks about unless you're there in the Boulder area.
Yeah.
How do you get up there right through town of Boulder?
Well, there's some great fishing right through Boulder. It's a little more of an urban experience. You do have a bright trail, and it does wind through the university. But there's fish all the way up to 55th. At 55th now going east, there is a closure because they did find some New Zealand mud snails out there a few years back. So they closed that down to all recreational use. But you will find trout all the way out to that 55th Street limit. And there are some nice browns through town, too. I mean, it's not just a collection of small fish. There are some nice fish in the drainage.
Fantastic. Now, you guys fish the Big Thompson as well.
Yeah.
And how's that fishing right now?
It's fishing great. You know, it's one of these that we were kind of holding our breath on. It was holding at 125 CFS. And you'd fish the Thompson a lot. You know, that is just a prime flow. We were getting good hatches of blue agnolas, caddis, PMDs are showing up, and last week the flows did come up. They went up to almost 500, but then they came back down. Right now it's sitting at 125 again. So that's kind of been our saving grace. here on the Northern Front Range. It's not only fishing good, it's like I said, it's perfect flows for that river. So, if it's cloudy, we're getting, dense hatches of blue-wing olives. PMDs are starting to come off in good numbers, and a lot of caddis.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, Rob, I know you guys up at Front Range Anglers are not only just trout guys, but you guys are pretty sick and use Fish Explorer almost on a daily basis. What's the warm water stuff going on around you? How's that fishing, and what have you been hearing about the local fisheries, Boulder Res, and stuff near you guys?
Well, the warm water fishing in general has been quite good. The bass fishing, temperatures have stabilized above 60 degrees, and most of them are somewhere between 60 and 70. And, with that, your bass fishing gets real good. Out at the reservoir, smallmouth fishing's been pretty good. Guys are catching walleye, not as good as they were a few weeks ago, but they're still getting in the walleye out there. But mostly gravel pits, and that's what Boulder County has a lot of. We've got good collections of ponds. A lot of those are public, whether it's Pellet Crossing or Sawhill Ponds or St. Brain Ponds out towards I-25. They're collections of gravel pits. And those areas, in particular, early and late in the day, the popper fishing for bass has been very good. The carp fishing has been really pretty good now. It was really kind of bad only during that period of hard rain for that couple weeks there, but that's kind of recovered, and that's pretty steady eddy now. And I live in Longmont, so I've got, a dozen different choices of good quality carp waters within Longmont, Golden Ponds and Fairgrounds Ponds and Union Reservoir that, are great. Like you, I've got little ones at home, so anytime you can sneak out and get, a couple hours of good fishing somewhere and fight a 10-pound fish on a 5-weight, I'm all for it.
And we've talked before, and you tell me that you've got a boat that you stock with not only your fly rods, because you are a very diehard fly guy, but you also carry spinning rods with you. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think all of us, even if we fly, a lot of guys that we have in here, even if they're solely fly guys or whatever they want to call themselves now, I think we all started the same direction. I think it was probably with a spinning cast or a spinning rod. And, I grew up walleye fishing and still do that a lot with my father and family. And if I can get it a walleye with a fly rod, boy, it's fun. But it's kind of a novelty. There's more efficient ways of getting at some of these fish. So, if I'm fishing for wiper through the middle of the summer, or looking for walleye, or whatever the case may be, the spinner rod generally comes out first. And if we can find them and pattern those fish quick enough that maybe we have a shot with a fly rod, then we might monkey with that a little bit. But I think the point of it is all fishing's good, all fishing's fun. It's just, fly fishing's another way to do it.
And that's exactly how I feel. And as I've been working with Fish Explorer, I've been doing a lot of studying of the different techniques people are using. And I use Fish Explorer really to focus in on what the spin and conventional guys are using to figure out what I should be doing with my fly rod, because I think to marry both of them would be amazing and we could catch a ton more fish. I think the spin guys definitely have dialed in, as Chad says, the reactionary bite, where the fly fishermen have really dialed in the feed the fish what they're eating bite. Is that kind of the way you feel about things?
Yeah, I agree with that completely. It's you definitely look at it through different a different set of eyes each approach, and you learn from each method. So whether it's adaptive retrieve rate, a matter of finding what they are feeding on. There's something to be learned from both methods, and you're absolutely right. When you go through Fish Explorer and you look at some of the reports that are up there, even if they're all spin fishing reports or vice versa, I can look at that and kind of get a feel for what the fish are, maybe the depth they're in or what they're feeding on or that type of thing, and it can assist you both ways.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Hey, Rob, we're going to take a quick break and pay some bills and try and find some more people to come on to listen to the podcast. But hang tight, and then we're going to get into what you are the reigning champion of, the Carp Slam and some other stuff that Front Range Anglers is doing up there, okay?
Sounds good.
If you've been on FishExplorer.com for a while, you know that this is a great place to get all your fishing information you need, especially in the state of Colorado. But did you know it is also a great advertising outlet? Just ask Johnny from Jed's Custom Boats. He says that he has given up his phone book, white pages, yellow pages, everything, and just advertising on fishexplorer.com. He says 95% of his business, I believe, and I'll have to ask them to make sure that's true, but about 95% of his business comes straight from fishexplorer.com members. That is pretty amazing. We have over 9,700 members in the state of Colorado and around the country. We have 30,000 unique page views a month going on. So advertising here on Fish Explorer is a great opportunity to hit your target market. For more information, please contact us at fishexplorer.com. Especially me, I'll take care of your advertising needs and make it happen. So email me at tim@fishexplorer.com or call me at 303-517-9197. Fishexplorer.com, a great place to advertise. And we are back on the Fly Fishing Podcast here at fishexplorer.com. www.fishexplorer.com is the way to find out all the information about fishing, not only in Colorado, but all over the West, and we are the most comprehensive website. We are talking to reigning Carp Slam, South Platte Pro-Am Carp Slam champion, Rob Kalanda. Rob, the Carp Slam is coming up August 22nd, and of course, since I am the director and host of it, I need to push it as much as possible. But are you preparing and getting ready for the defense of your cup?
Oh, absolutely. It's a vigorous mental and physical training I go through. But no, but in all seriousness, it's a great event. It's a good time. I'm looking forward to trying my hand in it again.
Yeah, well, Jake McKittrick says that he's come up with a whole patterning camouflage technique that he says he's going to catch more fish this year.
I think I heard something similar last year, but best of luck to Jake. And if anybody has a legitimate shot at taking it, he would certainly be one of the candidates.
Right. Hey, Rob, tell us, last year's Carp Slam was interesting because we did it real late in the year, September, end of September, had real low waters, but you ended up doing real well. Tell us a little bit how you and your partner kind of worked the South Platte and caught those carp, and what you don't have to give me all your secrets, but give me a couple. What were you guys trying to do?
Well, I don't think it's, as I explain this, it'll really be a surprise to anybody, but presentation was 90% of it. The water was low and clear. Carp do not put up with, if they feel like they're being looked at wrong in low clear water, they tend to clam up on you. So a lot of it was staying down, making downstream shots, longer leaders, lighter fluorocarbon. I ended up catching my fish on a 10-foot five weight, something that just gave me a little more arm when I was crouched down low, and something that landed fairly soft on the water when I did cast. So, when you get to those types of conditions, I think presentation and approach are probably more important than, a magic fly pattern or anything like that. There's a wide variety of things that those fish are willing to eat, but they have to be in the right mood, and they have to believe that there's nobody trying to get them.
Right, and you caught all yours on your second beat in the afternoon, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, and I think those techniques are really key. And did you catch them all on the same fly?
I did.
Okay. I did. You going to give us that fly?
I said it after the contest. Jay Zimmerman, who I work with here, he came out with a dandy little carp fly called the Backstabber, and that's what I caught him on.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, this year's event is August 22nd. And actually, and this will be the first time it's publicly known, but the World Fishing Network is going to be filming it for some of their shows. And they also just donated a whole bunch of money to it. So hopefully that people will start following suit, and we'll start seeing some more money come in. And maybe we can even offer prize money in the long run. But as of right now, still rods and still really for the amateurs to compete in. This is kind of the key to the South Platte Slam as it's going right now. Hey, Rob, so the South Platte Slam is going on. Tell us a little bit more about what you've been doing with Team USA and preparation for fly fishing, stuff like that, and getting ready for this summer season.
I guess whatever you want to call it, the competition circuit or whatever it will be, My next competition will be in September, and then the national championships are in October this year. They're hosting them in State College, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to that. That's new water, and it's one of the beauties of this. Getting into something like this is a lot of these competitions are on waters you haven't fished before, so it's a great excuse to go and see a different place and fish some of these waters you maybe have only read about, but the competition in September is up in Bozeman, so I haven't really fished around that area, so both of them should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and we're using nymphing techniques. Have you been working on your kind of Czech nymph techniques or Polish nymphing? What are you guys kind of concentrating on right now in your development?
Well, there's a million different flavors of European nymphing, the Polish and the Czech nymphing stuff is probably what you hear the most about. I think particularly with the national championships being in Pennsylvania in late October, it's going to be a little clear water. So actually more Spanish techniques, French techniques, which are essentially just longer leaders, sometimes 15 to 20-foot leaders, working a lot on those types of techniques and those types of presentations. And I think that those waters would justify those techniques. We'll find out.
The good thing we got another couple of months to get there, huh?
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's great. Hey, tell us, Front Range Anglers is located in Boulder. Tell us where you are, kind of what you guys are doing. I know you got John Spiegel up there, Jay Zimmerman, who is an author. They've both been part of the Carp Slam, so I know them. Jay's book, In Neck Deep, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Is a great fly fishing kind of vagabond story that if you haven't read it yet, you need to get out there and find it in Neck Deep. I'm sure you guys have a copy of it, right?
Oh, we sure do. Yeah, we got a couple of those. You might even coax them into signing one. But yeah, the staff up here is great. We've got a lot of years of experience underneath this roof. I think every staff member we have in here is a fly designer for one company or another. So we're passionate about fly tying. We're very passionate about fishing, both warm water and trout. You know, people associate Colorado with cold water fishing and, primarily trout. But we realize how good of a resource we have in our warm water fishing here. And, we're pretty diehard, particularly now when the water's up high and you can't do as much trout fishing as you want to, of going around and fishing a lot of the local areas. And it's amazing how many questions, a lot of times when guys get into fly fishing here, it's strictly for trout, and then they go, wow, I can fish for bass with this too, and absolutely, So, we kind of welcome beginners to warm water fishing, and, we try to be very, very thorough as far as our information and what we deliver on that end with all our local fisheries, whether it be warm water or cold.
Yeah, and I will attest to that. You guys are one of the better shops out there especially for embracing all kinds of fishing. So, as our Fish Explorer listeners are listening, I know I've got a ton of guys who want to do both, who are spin fishermen, conventional guys who want to come into fly fishing, and your shop is one of the shops that I recommend a lot if they're in that northern Front Range area to get there to see you guys and make sure they go in and talk to you guys, because you guys are really, the information you guys have is fantastic.
Well, we I appreciate hearing that. Yeah.
Good. Well, Rob, we're going to run out of time here. I'm going to let you go and get back to work and try and convince somebody else that they need to buy more flies, okay. Which, as always, we do. But I appreciate your time. Tell us once again the website and shop phone number and location.
You bet. It's Front Range Anglers, so you can reach us on the website at www.frontrangeanglers.com. Our shop number is 303-494-1375. And we are open 7 days a week. So certainly if you have any questions, we're located on South Broadway, 629B South Broadway, just south of Table Mesa. So come on by if we can help.
Yep, make sure you guys go stop on by, and whenever I'm in Boulder, I stop by, which is a nice thing, and I don't get up there to see you guys enough.
Well, it's, hopefully you're fishing. then we excuse it.
Okay, good, good, good. Well, thanks, Rob. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you in the next couple of weeks, and hopefully fishing picks up and everything gets good.
Sounds good. Go fishing.
What a great interview with Rob Kalanda. I'll tell you what, if you make it up there and meet Rob or John Spiegel or the guys at Front Range Anglers, they're great guys. You gotta go talk to them. They'll help you out. They'll get you set up with the equipment. They're not gonna oversell you. If you want to stay within a budget, definitely go check them out. Last week I told you that fishing was heating up and everything was getting good, and I was kind of right, but this runoff has just stayed and stayed, which is good because we're going to have water all the way through August, which is fantastic, but the runoff still is high. Fishing's still tough in the mountains, so you know, really pick and choose your days and pick and choose your times. And if you got to go fish bass, well, darn. Definitely go fish bass. But things are heating up here on the summer as Fish Explorer gets going. It's going to be fantastic. We are going to listen to more fishing reports about what's going on. I promise as soon as the water starts coming down, you'll have updated reports on what is happening. So tell all your friends if you have any questions or comments about this podcast or any others, please contact me at tim@fishexplorer.com. In the meantime, make sure you get out there and go fishing.